December 11th, Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. My strength comes from the Lord. Verse of the day. Be strong and brave. Do not be terrified. Do not lose hope. I am the Lord your God. I will be with you everywhere you go. Joshua 1:9. The story. A new leader was chosen for the Israelites after Moses died. God told Joshua to get his people, the Israelites, ready. They were about to leave this big, hot, dry desert they had been wandering around for 40 years and were getting ready to enter into a new land. One that was cool and green and beautiful. But they were frightened. A really big and powerful city stood in their way. Jericho. Be strong and brave. These are the words God kept telling Joshua. Be strong and brave and do exactly what I tell you to do. Do not get scared and frightened and start doing things your own way. Remember what your name means, the Lord saves. Follow my commandments and obey me, and I will be with you wherever you go. The people believed God and trusted in what Joshua told them to do. Jericho had heard about all the mighty things God had done for Israel. God parted the waters of the Red Sea to let the Israelites cross safely, and God helped Israel defeat mighty armies. So what would God do to them? They were very afraid. So they locked their doors up tight and stayed behind their big thick wall to protect themselves. But do you think this worked? God is very creative and works in very powerful ways. Instead of attacking the big walls of Jericho, he had the people march around the city. So the people marched around the city once a day for 6 days. March, march, march. There were 7 priests with 7 trumpets of ram's horns leading the people. But the people weren't allowed to say one word to each other. Not a peep could come out of their mouths until Joshua told them to shout. The people of Jericho just watched. What were the Israelites doing? Were they too scared to attack Jericho? No, they were being obedient to God. On the 7th day, God told the people to march around the city 7 times just as they had before. Then the time finally came, the 7th time around. The priest sounded the trumpet blast, and Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." So the people shouted as loud as they could, and the trumpets blew as loud as they could. And guess what happened? They shouted so loudly that it made the walls of Jericho crumble to the ground. The big, thick walls were gone, and the army of Israel went in and took the city. God used Joshua to show the people his mighty power and lead his people into the promised land. God's plan is still at work. He brought us an even greater leader, Jesus Christ, who will one day lead us all into an eternal home where we will live with him and worship him forever. But until then, Jesus helps us to be strong and brave. He invites us to read God's words in the Bible and talk to him in prayer and trust him. He is always with us wherever we go. Discussion questions. 1. Who was giving the people instructions? 2. Are you ever afraid to do something that is hard? 3. Do you think that the Israelites were scared that the people of Jericho were going to hurt them? 4. Why did they need to trust in God? 5. What would have happened if they had tried to fight Jericho their own way instead of God's way? And now our prayer. God, thank you that you give us the strength and courage to do the hard things. I always know that you are with me even when I am scared. Remind me always to be strong and brave when I am frightened and to remember that Jesus is always with me and I am not alone. Amen.